KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds at 66. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, May 18th. News brought to you by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Slight chance for some showers and storms this morning. There are a few showers in the Caddo County area moving off to the south and east. We are expecting sunshine today with a high near 90. A man with a violent criminal history behind bars facing charges in two counties. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Home healthcare is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
Grady County authorities say a man who has a violent past has been arrested and is facing charges in two counties. 34-year-old Michael Lee Hassler in the Grady County Jail on a $250,000 bond. He was taken into custody earlier this week after a warrant was issued for his arrest for being accused of putting a tracking device on his ex-girlfriend's car. The Lindsay man facing Grady County felony charges of stalking in violation of a protective order and attempted intimidation of a witness. Authorities began an investigation last Friday when it was alleged that Hassler was stalking his ex. An emergency protective order was issued against Hassler just last month in Grady County. A similar protective order had been filed against him in Garvin County back in March. Hassler and the victim have a 5-month-old child together. Documents filed in Grady County District Court allege Hassler threatened to take the child from her. It's also alleged Hassler used credit cards belonging to the mother of his ex-girlfriend and that he posted nude pictures of his ex on social media. Hassler facing up to 16 years in prison if convicted. About 160 Chickasha High School seniors to cross the stage to pick up their high school diplomas tonight. The 2018 graduating class to start the day with the final breakfast together at Bible Baptist Church. Then they'll have one more practice for tonight's formal ceremony. As is the custom, the class votes to have three members talk to them about their past, present, and future. Grady McKnight will talk about the past, Brittany Alexander the present, and Tamia Murray the future. Two of the 13 class valedictorians will address their classmates. Sam Gertz and Ian Turpin will present their class with challenges to make a difference in people's lives. The other valedictorians are Emily McKinley, Krishna Patel, Bailey Battershell, and Ethan Christian. Also, Vitreya Ellis, Aaron Powell, Ashlyn Trizak, and Madeline Robinson. The others are Sushin Lim, Emily Friend, and Braden Lehman. The ceremony to be held at the CHS Sports Arena and Activity Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. with the ceremony starting at 7. Once again this year, the seniors will have a safe place to celebrate earning their diplomas. The Chickasha Optimist Club hosting Project Graduation, offering a drug and alcohol-free event for the celebrants. There will be food, games, a live DJ, a money machine, and drawings for thousands of dollars in door prizes, including a TV and a dorm-sized refrigerator. Project Graduation at the Chickasha Area YMCA from about 10 o'clock to midnight tonight. More cool news coming right up. It's 7:05.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank. One local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company. 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Chickasha's oldest financial institution will be upgrading one of its branches in a few weeks. First National Bank will be remodeling part of its Buffalo branch in Chickasha at 6th and Grand Avenue. Randy Talley, Vice President of Marketing for First National.
That lobby is going to be completely reimagined. We want to make it more convenient, more accessible, more secure for our customers. And it's going to take closing it for 2 weeks.
Talley said the lobby will be shut down starting Saturday, June 2nd, and it will reopen on Monday, June 18th. Both the lobby and the west side drive-through lanes will be closed, but the Motor Banking Center north of the bank will be open during its normal operating hours. The drive-up ATM will also be available. The bank recently completed a more than $3 million renovation to the main branch downtown Chickasha. If you look at your monthly electric bill closely, you'll know that you are paying a higher rate during the day than you do at night. There's a new report suggesting, though, that developments in alternative energy sources might change that. Here's Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
A new study by Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory says that the growth of commercial wind and solar in the U.S. may cause a huge shift in pricing, with midday pricing becoming much cheaper than night. The researchers say solar may end up being such a huge generation source during midday that utilities, currently urging conservation during that time, especially during the summer, may eventually have to take steps to encourage more use during that time period.
Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Checking energy prices today. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange unchanged yesterday, $71.49 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up a bit to $79.30. Natural gas was up yesterday as well to $2.86 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,286, and silver, $16.41. Our weather forecast calling for a slight chance for some showers and storms this morning with sunny and breezy conditions with a high near 90. Right now, there is some rain in the Caddo County area from about Binger down through Gracemont into Anadarko, also around the Apache area. Also, some showers and storms developing between Agawam and Rush Springs this morning. Downtown Chickasha, it's cloudy and 66. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, another Chickasha High School athlete signs a letter of intent to continue his sports career at the next level. Larry Abrams signing with McPherson College in Kansas to run track. Abrams says McPherson coaches have had their eyes on him for a long time.
They've been like a big part of my life. They started recruiting me when I was a freshman running track. The coach that coached here, Coach Bees, has been like on my tail about keeping my grades up, doing the right thing all the time, having high character. Being the best person I could possibly be.
Abram will be focusing on the 100 and 200 meters in college. He was a four-sport letterman for the Fighting Chicks in track, football, basketball, and powerlifting. The USAO softball team will have a handful of practices through the weekend before they leave for the NAIA Softball Championship in Florida next week. Their final practice at Bill Smith Ballpark Monday afternoon, and officials encouraging the community to watch the practice from noon to 2, then celebrate with the team afterwards. They'll be leaving for Central Florida early Tuesday morning. USAO, the number 4 seed in the National Championship Series. They'll play number 5 seed Indiana Wesleyan next Friday afternoon. It is a double elimination tournament that'll run through May 31st. The NCAA softball tournament begins today, and the number 3-ranked Oklahoma Sooners are one of the regional hosts. Two games at Norman this afternoon and tonight. It opens at 3:30 with Tulsa and Missouri. OU will play Boston University at 6 o'clock tonight. The OU-Boston game televised on ESPN2. The Oklahoma State Cowgirls in the Fayetteville, Arkansas regional. They open with Wichita State at 1:30 this afternoon. That game televised on ESPNU. Arkansas will open with DePaul. The OU and OSU baseball teams wrapping up regular season Big 12 play this weekend. The 14th-ranked Cowboys hosting number 10 Texas Tech, where the Red Raiders beat the Cowboys 9-4 in the series opener last night. The Sooners finished their regular season on the road at Kansas. They lost 6-5 in 10 innings last night. Oklahoma City Dodgers opening up a four-game homestand with a 13-3 win over Nashville last night. That series runs through the weekend. Game times 7:05 tonight and tomorrow night, 2:05 Sunday afternoon. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning all brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care.